worship you alone, the one true God and no other. We bow down before you, asking forgiveness for our sins against your holy will. Lord, we ask for your divine protection upon our land, and let no harm befall us as we perform our responsibilities and duties for our beloved Philippines. All these we plead through the precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Secretary, please call the roll of senators.
The Honorable Senator Judges Angara, Arroyo, Cayetano Alan Peter Compañero, Cayetano Pia, Defensor Santiago, Drilon Ejercito Estrada, Escudero, Gingona, Honasan, Lacson, Lapid, Legada, Marcos, Osmeña, Pangilinan, Pimentel, Rector, Ibilia, Soto, Trillanes, Villarda, Senate President.
With 21 senator judges present, the presiding officer declares the presence of a quorum. Majority floor leader.
Mr. President, may I ask the Sergeant-at-Arms to make the proclamation?
The Sergeant-at-Arms is directed to make the proclamation.
All persons are commanded to keep silent under pain of penalty while the Senate is sitting in trial on the articles of impeachment against Chief Justice Renato C. Corona.
Thank you. The Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that we dispense with the reading of the February 16, 2012 Journal of the Senate sitting as an impeachment court and consider the same as approved.
Is there any objection? There being none, the February 16, 2012 Journal of the Senate sitting as an impeachment court is hereby approved. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, may we ask the parties or their respective counsel for their appearances?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. For the prosecution panel of the House of Representatives, same appearances. Thank you.
Let's call the case first. The Secretary will please call the case before the Senate sitting as an impeachment court.
Case number 002-2011 in the matter of impeachment trial of Honorable Chief Justice Renato C. Corona.
Appearances? Majority Floor Leader.
Yes, prosecution defense.
Good afternoon again, Your Honor. For the prosecution panel of the House of Representatives, same appearances.
Noted. The defense?
If Your Honor, please, for the defense, the same appearance.
Noted. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, for the business for the day, Mr. Pascual Garcia III, President of the Philippine Savings Bank, has been asked to come back. The prosecution has reserved their desire to conduct a redirect earlier, and compliance of PS Bank regarding questions, requests of the court, namely the logbook, signature card, record of accounts of Respondent Corona for comparison vis-a-vis annexes A1 to A4. And also Ms. Annabel Johnson, manager of the Katipunan branch, was asked to return together with the representative of the BPI Alala branch, Mr. President, and then we will be tackling one or two other matters after that. So, Mr. President.
Now, the named witnesses, the president of the Philippine Savings Bank, as well as the manager of the Katipunan branch of that bank, are hereby directed to enter the session hall and take the witnesses stand one after the other. First, the manager and the president under the same oath. Please bring the witnesses to the chamber.
May we have a 1 minute suspension, Mr. President, while they are being called?
Trial suspended for 1 minute.
Mr. President, we are ready to resume.
May I request the bank manager of Katipunan branch of the Philippine Savings Bank to take the witness stand again?
We're ready to resume, Mr. President.
Thank you. Try to resume.
Mr. President, in the last day of the trial, we were informed that the defense wanted to cross-examine. But I have been informed also by other members of the court that they would want to ask clarifications, questions on clarifications. So may.
The chair would like to make some clarificatory questions from the manager of the bank. If there's no objection from anybody regarding the order of questioning.
On the part of the defense, Your Honor, we have no objection whatsoever.
Prosecution.
No objection, Your Honor.
Thank you. Madam Witness, in the last hearing, and I would like to make you recall it, this presiding officer asked you about the security procedures in the handling of sensitive documents in your branch, in the Katipunan branch of the Philippine Savings Bank. And you explained that all sensitive documents bearing on the account of each depositor are placed in a steel cabinet, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that steel cabinet cannot be opened by a single person. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
But actually you, as a branch manager, you know that there are assigned officers, two officers, that would enable anyone to access that steel cabinet.
Two branch personnel, Your Honor, one officer and one customer service associate.
But how do you call the first one?
Branch service and control officer.
Branch service and control officer.
Or the BSCO for short.
Yeah.
And the customer service associate or the CSA.
And that you also confirmed that the one, either one of them could not open that steel cabinet without the presence of the other.
Yes, Your Honor. The steel cabinet of sensitive accounts or documents are located in the inner grill of our vault. So they cannot really open it unless there are two of them.
And that even you as manager of the branch could not open it without the presence of the two officers allowed to hold the security numbers to open this steel cabinet.
Your Honor, I am an alternate custodian of one of the combinations and one of the key. So I can also enter, but for as long as there is somebody with me, dual, joint parent.
Either one of them?
Yes, but normally when the...
No. Answer the question. Either one of them must be present if you access that steel cabinet.
No, not either, sir. Just the CSA. Because I am the alternate holder of the BSCO.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
You are the alternate to the BSO.
BSCO.
BSCO.
Your Honor.
BSCO. So that If the BSCO is absent, you can open the vote with the customers. What do you call them?
Customer Service Associate, Your Honor.
Customer Cash Service Associate.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. Now, then you also testified that I think it was prior to the filing of the articles of impeachment against the respondent Chief Justice, when you received the subpoena of this court, you consulted your bank president.
Yes, Your Honor.
Was it when you received the subpoena of this court that you consulted the bank president, or was it prior to the filing of the articles of impeachment?
I also referred to him or talked to him even before, Your Honor.
What is before? Before what?
On that day that we were visited about this account, Your Honor.
Now, wait a minute. There was an article of impeachment filed on December 12, 2011. Did you consult the bank president before that, the filing of the articles of impeachment, or after?
After, Your Honor, the filing.
How long after?
It was on the same day that we were visited by Congressman Banal.